This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. Yesterday on the show, I sucked. And I know some people out there might say, well, how is that different than any other day? Don't you ever do something and you feel like, well, that sucked. I was terrible. I was terrible yesterday.
Yeah, time or two.
Even in the commercial breaks, I'm not feeling it. I ain't got it today.
You weren't in the zone yesterday?
And that's 10 to 2, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
So I apologize. I even harassed Susan because she listens to the show. Did that sound like what was going on with me? Like it just wasn't, things weren't clicking. And she goes, when are they clicking? I'm like, wow, that's a good point. Great point, actually. Probably I felt pretty good. But, I feel much better today. I feel like everything's in order, you know? So, you know, sometimes you go to the well, there's no water. That was yesterday for me.
Okay.
It was like my thoughts were every place, all over the place. I don't know. Hell, I don't know. But I'm back, and I'm ready to roll because we're one day closer to the Chiefs taking on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. I am ready. I'm also ready for the Kansas City Zoo Run. We'll talk to our friends Lisa and Terry Drake in the 6 o'clock hour about how you can get involved in the Kansas City Zoo Run. Now, don't let that scare you if you walk, too. It could be a walk for you. A nice walk in the zoo. It's better than a walk in the park, a walk in the zoo. So we'll talk about how you can get involved with the Kansas City Zoo Run. We talk about it every year. Two of our favorite people to have on the show and one of our favorite events. Mike Boddicker, when he's in here, we act like it's a zoo, don't we? Hooting and hollering and carrying on. Mike Boddicker will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. He doesn't know it, but he's talking football. And we're going to get his thoughts on the big showdown between Iowa and Iowa State. Now, let me tell you, I'm all wrapped up in Mizzou, Kentucky, and Chiefs and Browns, but let me near a TV during Iowa State, especially this year. Doesn't that seem like a hell of a showdown? I know it takes a while for you to warm up to the state of Iowa, but Nate, can't you at least see the appeal to that matchup this season?
Looks like a good rivalry there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple decent teams.
A couple of real good teams. Indiana, I had high hopes. I still do. Just one game. I had high hopes for Indiana this year, and Iowa put it on them.
Mm.
That was non-competitive. And Iowa State had their issues with Northern Iowa, but we'll see what Mike Boddicker has to say. He's Mr. Iowa, and, of course, he's a Hawkeye, so we'll see what he has to say about the matchup against Iowa State. That game's 3:30. They're both in the top 10, Nate.
How about that?
Number 10, Iowa, at number 9, Iowa State, and Iowa State favored by 4.5.
Will they play for that Cy-Hawk trophy?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're wondering, if you were leaning towards the under on everything, they made it a little bit more difficult. See what the number is for that game?
Mm-mm.
46. You want a piece of that?
Mm-hmm.
You want a piece of the under on that one?
I think I want the over on that one.
Yeah. Man, that's a hell of a matchup.
Iowa State didn't look like a well-oiled machine offensively in week one, did they?
What happened last year in week one?
They lost, didn't they? Was it Louisiana, somebody like that?
It ended up being to a good team, but still.
Yeah.
I won't judge anyone on week one, but
No, I agree.
If you're just looking at the two games, like, wow, Iowa looks fantastic. Wow, Iowa State just looks ordinary. But what will they be saying to names if they pull off this one against Iowa? When both teams are in the top 10.
Be saying, we got the Cy-Hawk trophy now.
Right.
Something like that.
Even more, though. I mean, this would, I would love to go up to that game.
Yeah.
For that atmosphere. You don't normally, like, I know you've talked about working at one of the coldest games you've ever worked at up in Iowa State.
The coldest game in Iowa State history.
Right.
Which is saying something because it's always cold there.
But I feel like this would be a good trip with the weather.
Yeah,
and
this
considering
time of year.
Yeah, both teams are in the top 10. So we'll get Mike Boddicker's thoughts on that showdown in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll also talk to Gary Barnett about that game and everything else that went on in college football over the weekend and get a preview of the local schools and see what he thinks about Mizzou going to Kentucky. Boy, I don't see many people giving Mizzou much of a chance at Kentucky. And boy, I'm going to tell you the truth right now. If you were forced to make, if you forced me to make a pick right now, it does not please me. But I'd pick Kentucky. It pains me to say that.
But like you said, you can't make too much out of the first game of the season.
No, but I can make too much if I think that the issues with Missouri right now are the are on the offensive line and the defensive line, or in the trenches.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's hard to cover that up in a football game.
Like, the offensive line is solid, but it's not spectacular. I mean, just it's good. It's okay. It's all right. And I don't know. I mean, Kentucky's a jump, quite a jump. And I think Kentucky has a chance to be really good this year. And so that's quite a jump from Central Michigan to Kentucky. And so I'll be curious to see how the offensive line holds up there. And then as far as the defensive line, look, Missouri put plenty of pressure on the quarterback. 9 sacks. They had 9 sacks against Central Michigan, but they could not stop the run to save their lives. That was, boy, it was a bad performance from the run defense against Central Michigan. And so, you're right, you can't take away too much from one game, but you look for warning signs. And there's some warning signs there that don't, especially going into SEC play, where they do run the football and it does mean more. You'd like to, I think I'd rather pick a couple of other position groups to be concerned about as opposed to the two lines, especially the offensive line. And, you know, and the run defense. I don't feel like those are two things they have, great things they have question marks about right now. And so, we'll see, though. We will see. Right off the, I don't see, yeah, and that, this is now, I wish that Mizzou had 3 non-cons building up to this. This is a very important game. This is a very important game for Mizzou. Kentucky wants to reestablish that they're a better program than Mizzou after losing last year to Eli Drinkwitz. And I don't know. Should I like it in week two? I'd like to see some more things come together.
Yeah.
I'd like to get, you know.
Yeah.
I wish it was, I don't know, North Texas this week and maybe SEMO. But see, that goes against everything I'm saying because I hate those kind of games. But I'm talking about what's best for the team that I root for and their success. I wish they had a few more games to get things together. And there is, I think there is a lot of talent on the defensive side of the football, that they should be better against the run. I think they will be better, but they've got a brand new defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks, who they pulled out of the NFL, and so it's going to take some time. And I think there's every indication they'll be a better defense the second half of the year than they are the first half of the year. But that doesn't help me Saturday at 6:30 p.m. So maybe I'll change my mind after I talk to Gary Barnett. And then Gabe DeArmon. But if I had to pick right now, I'd just being honest with myself. I'm trying to be more honest with myself, especially about Mizzou football. It's very difficult for me to pick against them. You know how I am. But I'd be leaning towards Kentucky right now. Screw you, Rudy Salazar. I don't want to hear anything in the hallways.
Wow.
If I see you. Because you got a mouth on you sometimes. But it's Wednesday. I don't make my pick until Friday. So How you feel against Coastal Carolina, huh?
Well,
you got anything for me?
Well, the last time I checked, the line was moving in KU's favor.
There you go. Jake, would you take Kansas and the 25.5 points they're getting? It's a lot of points.
No.
That's a lot of points.
It was
for
a
you.
27 when it opened.
No.
That's a lot of points for you to have.
I think.
You could put 25.5 in your pocket right now.
Boy.
And be sitting pretty. Is that enough?
I'd rather have 27.
Okay, so would you do it for 27, really? Maybe. Is it? What's
that's
it at?
What it opened at. It opened at 27,
what's
but
it
yeah,
at
it's
now?
25.5 right now.
Mm. See, money's on Kansas.
Any of yours?
No. Okay. No.
Why?
No. I wouldn't put money on Kansas.
But you get those points.
The points.
Right.
Put the points. Hmm.
What do you got from Mizzou right now? How many can
five,
I get?
They're underdogs by 5.
Is it 5 now?
That's what it says on ESPN anyway.
I don't trust ESPN. I want to hear
Kentucky minus 5.
Is it 5?
Kentucky minus 5. Opened at 5. It sits at 5.
Hmm. Hmm.
Iowa State 4.5 point faves over Iowa.
What do you have for K-State? What did you say?
Well, I don't think they're on the board because they're playing a...
I thought you were going to say something about it.
Well, I meant to say Kentucky. I was thinking of Wildcats that started with a K.
No, not on the board. Against the Salukis of Southern Illinois.
All right. Well, there. The Kansas City Chiefs are preparing for the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are a very sexy pick, apparently, right now across the NFL. And I've seen them, that sexy pick to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Later on today at 9:30, we are going to. So I didn't want to tell you guys yesterday because I want this to be done in real time because we didn't have to submit our division winners. Right, we're going to go through. We're going to pick our division winners.
Okay. It's official. We make it official today.
Yeah, we make it official today. You don't need another day. Like it's Wednesday of week one.
Yep.
Tomorrow the damn season starts, so we can't do it Friday.
Oh, boy.
Can't do it Friday. Can't do it after the season starts. We're too busy tomorrow. We've got a nice fat open segment at 9:30, and we're gonna put it on paper and then we're gonna keep it locked in a box.
Like a lockbox.
Yeah. And then we'll be able to mock each other because that's one of the fun things. Like when you picked the Raiders to go, did you pick them to go to the playoffs or something?
Yeah, I had them going to playoffs a couple years ago.
We had, you got to have something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys be teasing me about my Steelers pick
all
year.
Right, we can't make fun of any picks if they're not official.
Yep.
Are you going to stick with that Steelers pick?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I can't back off.
He doesn't have
now.
To. Nah. You make it official. At the last second, you could change.
You got to.
Up until this point, you could,
Nope.
Ravens are having all kinds of problems on their injury front.
They'll be fine. They've got Gus Edwards, who's going to be Pro Bowl running back this year, and they signed Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell sucks.
So Le'Veon Bell has been waiting for the right situation to unleash, and they say that this is it. Well, let's put it this way. If there was ever a situation, a team that loves to run the football, that's going to give him a chance, this would be it.
It's on the practice squad.
Right, but he'll be on the 53 sooner than later. I mean, they got nothing else.
So now you really convinced me to not pick the Ravens.
Well, no, I'm just so
the
like.
The question is the Browns.
I'm sticking with the Ravens. Yeah.
If he was ever going to do anything, like, what other team would it be for?
The Chiefs?
Nope.
And it didn't work out here, did it?
No.
He's done.
But they run the hell out. The Chiefs don't run the football as much as the Ravens. That's what they do.
It's true.
Are you declaring it? Is he done?
I think he's done. I mean, he might carry the ball a few times. He's not doing
it. It's only 29.
If he's done, say
young,
he's done.
It's a young 29, too. He took that year off.
Yeah.
If there's any, because they get production out of so many different effing running backs in that run game.
They'll probably get a little production
they will.
If there's any situation he could possibly be, I don't want him to be.
No.
Especially after he badmouthed Andy Reid. Don't badmouth Big Red like that.
That's
which
right.
Which is kind of a surprise that someone from the Andy Reid coaching tree signed him.
Well, You can stick to your guns until you have two running backs out for the season before game one starts, and then you're going to go ahead and, well, you know, maybe you guys didn't see eye to eye. You want to sign here? Yep. Practice squad, let's go. You know? You can take the high road until one running back tears his ACL and the other one ruptures his Achilles. Then all of a sudden, Le'Veon Bell, hey, you know what, maybe...
And there's no road.
Maybe we can make some things happen here, all right? So... Well, we got lots to talk about. Nick Leckie, also former K-State All-American, will talk about the big K-State win over Stanford and give us his preview of Chiefs-Browns. It'll be at 9:05. Then we'll have our division picks at 9:30. Mike DePasquale is also going to be in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. A packed show talking football. We'll sprinkle in some baseball, more football, and then sprinkle in... something that made me cry yesterday. So it wrecked me yesterday. I cried for 10 minutes. Count that. Count 10 minutes.
That's a long time.
And that's how long I was crying. Like a big bearded baby. I'll tell you what I cried about after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Okay. So here's what had me in my all up in my feels yesterday.
Okay.
So you guys got to understand. So this is, I don't think either you guys will truly get it. So I'm older. I'm so old. You got to have a kid maybe around Richie's age. It could be older, you know. So Richie's 24, right? Richie was born Christmas Day 1996. And so this is right in his wheelhouse. And so this reminded me of my mom and Richie as a baby when I was a young father. Didn't know what I was doing. Still don't know what I'm doing. But Richie, little Richie, now a 24-year-old man, loved Blue's Clues like nothing else. And I would go, and so I think the Blue's Clues, the original Steve, this is where I'm getting at. The original Steve, I think, started like in 95 or 96. Richie was born in 96. And the original Steve from Blue's Clues was, he was the man in our house. I had to buy, you know, you kids latch on to something. And so I'm buying all the toys, all the Blue's Clues stuff at the store.
Right. My niece is 20, so she was kind of in the wheelhouse. Yeah, she liked the Blue's Clues.
And so, you know, all the merchandise, you're getting everything. That, you know, that's Blue's Clues, and I have such great memories of my mom watching it with Richie, and, you know, Steve would always make a big deal by going to get the mail, and Richie, St. Job never met a little boy that was so excited every day about running to the mailbox to get the mail. And if he couldn't, I mean, it'll be, you were bad today. I don't know if you can go get the mail. Yeah. Go and get the mail. I'm not going to, you know. And so then around 2002, when Richie would have been about six or seven, the original Steve just left, and he was gone. And then they had this new guy, and Richie did not like that new guy. You know, for a 6 or 7 year old, that's traumatic.
Right. Right. You can't just replace Steve.
And Steve, like, you know, no one ever knew. Like, what happened? You know, I don't know what happened. I don't know where Steve went. My mom, I remember, would tell him, Oh, mijo, he had to go off to college. And I remember one time Richie had said, like, Grandpa went to college? And, no, not the same college. Because we had told Richie had questions. Yeah, he's seven. I'll explain that to him later. And so anyway, and I'll never forget. That was like, as being a young father and my mom always watching Blue's Clues with him and me watching Blue's Clues and how much he loved him and how upset he was. And I'll be honest with you, I really never, like, what the hell happened to the, we just figured out he's got fired. Real Steve's gone. Who knows? It's show business behind the scenes. We don't know, right? And so I don't know where I see this video getting tweeted yesterday. And people, there's only going to be a targeted demo that gets this. But I'll be damned if all of a sudden, on the Nick Jr. Twitter account, because it's the 25th anniversary of Blue's Clues, the original Steve delivered a message. And I saw kids 18, 19, 20 years old, originally age and older, they were just, I can't believe this. This is like the best day ever. We finally found out what happened to Steve. It's like Steve gave us closure. Play this video. And I, if you get it, you get it. And man, oh man, did this wreck me. And I called, I said, Richie, you see Steve? We found out what happened to Steve. And he said, Dad, I got to go. I'm getting ready to go into work. I said, all right. I was more upset than he was. Play it.
Hi. You got a second? Okay. You remember how when we were younger, we used to run around and hang out with Blue and find clues and talk to Mr. Salt and freak out about the mail and do all the fun stuff? And then one day I was like, oh, hey, guess what? Big news. I'm leaving. This is my brother Joe. He's your new best friend. And then I got on a bus and I left. And we didn't see each other for, like, a really long time. Can we just talk about that? Great. Because I realized that was kind of abrupt. I just kind of got up and went to college. And that was really challenging, by the way, but great. Because I got to use my mind and take a step at a time. And now I literally am doing many of the things that I wanted to do. And then look at you, and look at all you have done, and all you have accomplished in all that time. And it's just so amazing, right? I mean, we started out with clues, and now it's what? Student loans, and jobs, and families, and some of it has been kind of hard. You know? I know you know. And I wanted to tell you that I really couldn't have done all of that without your help. And in fact, all the help that you helped me with when we were younger is still helping me today, right now. And that's super cool. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you. Ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends. Thanks for listening. You look great, by the way. Whatever it is you're doing, it's working.
Dude, that wrecked me. And I was thinking about my mom, and all those days watching Blue's Clues and Richie, and I'm thinking, that's right. Richie was 5 years old, now look.
Look at him.
Oh, geez. Jake, I was a mess. I was a mess. And I was like, I didn't go to college. My mom was right, he went to college. That's what she told him, just to pacify him. Like, he went to... Oh, baby, he went to college. He did go to college. He didn't like his brother Joe. Like, Dad, we're just like, who's that? Like, it's Joe. He's the Blue's Clues. Like, I don't know who Joe is. I just, man, I was having kind of a bad day. Boy, did I need just a little dash of positivity in my life. And it's, go and look at all the tweets and look how much that meant to so many people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just that little video. Like, millions of views.
It's
just
15.3 million.
And everyone's saying the same thing. Like, you have no idea how much I needed that. It was just like such a cool, I don't know. I don't even know what it was, but I needed it. And
got a million likes.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Some people that grew up with that. And
I mean,
you know, he meant a lot to a lot of people. Just like putting that closure, like, hey,
yeah.
It was the thing. He was so, it was just so beautiful. It was like, oh, Steve, I love you, Steve. Oh, geez. Right? I mean, it's just...
Well, it hits me right now. My little Andy watches Blue's Clues now.
Yeah.
There's a new guy doing it.
So they said, like, in 20 years, and, you know, what if...
Yeah.
That was...
What's funny to see, like, the oldest, Ben, who's 10 years older than Andy, is, you know, watching stuff that he used to watch when he was that age now, you know? And it's kind of like, man, that brings back memories, doesn't it?
It's so weird. Like, I'm satisfied. I'm so happy that Steve is happy. I always wonder, like, I wonder what happened to Steve. He's okay.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Like,
I've got closure in my life.
He didn't, like, do wander off.
He wanted to
I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know what happened. Like, Steve's gone. I don't know what happened. What am I going to tell my kids? Like,
Steve's not coming
deal.
Back for right. a while, kids.
So, yeah. Jeez.
I just went to college.
Hey.
What if he really meant, like, went to college?
Why don't they do? Then we'll get my dad involved.
Exactly. Yeah, things were a little hard, you know?
Oh, geez. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. You've heard the commercials running for the 2021 Kansas City Zoo Run. And right now we have our good friends Lisa and Terry Drake to talk about the run. You can go to KansasCityZRun.org for more information. It's coming up right around the corner on September 18th. A beautiful Saturday. The good weather is the football weather, and the Kansas City Zoo Run weather is almost here. And so let's talk to Lisa and Terry and get all the information you need, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steven.
Awesome.
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Saucony in the house.
All right.
So all I can tell you is, and I was, we were talking, I think, it was a couple of weeks ago about different shoes that we wear. And, you know, I was talking about the ankle problems and all the issues I've had. And I tell people, anyone that'll listen, and I said it on the air a couple weeks ago, the endorphin shift from Saucony. I've worn those for the past, since the last time I blew out my ankle, which would have been two Father's Days ago, and I have not had any issues or any problems because it keeps my ankles from rolling, and that's a big problem I've had, even if I have uneven ground, or because I like to walk down down in Parkville by the river, and so you know, sometimes that's uneven terrain, and that's where I've had some issues and torn ligaments and stuff like that. If you got bad ankles, bad feet, bad man, there's not a better shoe out there.
I totally agree. We've done great with that shoe and that for that very reason, and a lot of great success with that shoe. And it was funny because I was driving to Lawrence when you guys were talking about all the other shoes, and all of a sudden people started texting me, "Hey, you're on the radio. You're on the radio."
That's right. Well, it's the truth, because these guys know how many times I've blown out my ankle or come in here with a walking boot again, and it's been almost a year and a half. So I'm not gonna jinx it anymore. And so thank you. And
you're very welcome.
Thank you to Saucony for saving my ankles and saving my feet. And thank you, Lisa, for coming in to talk about the Kansas City Zoo Run. It's the koalas this year.
It is.
So tell us all about that.
Yes. So we're super excited. It's our 18th annual event. And we're super excited to focus on the koalas. We have two koalas here from the on loan from the San Diego Zoo. And they're so cute. You've got to go out to the zoo and check them out. But, yeah, we're going to feature them with our 4-mile and our 1-mile event.
And so
Saturday.
Here's what you need to know. Like you said, you got the 4-mile timed run walk event as well as a 1-mile family fun run. And you can get more information at KansasCityZooRun.org. But before we take it any further about getting involved to walk or run, you need volunteers.
We do.
You need volunteers desperately. So tell people how they can get involved and what you need them to do, and maybe we'll get some people out there willing to volunteer at the run.
That would be fantastic. So they can go to KansasCityZooRun.org and then click on volunteers. But we need them for the aid stations. That's our biggest need. To pass out the water, and it's really fun. I mean, what better place to be volunteering than in the zoo, right next to the animals? So it's a perfect place, but we do need them for the actual aid stations, but also the finish line and even the start line.
Any perks to being a volunteer?
Yes, you get a volunteer shirt, but you also get to be back into the zoo and spend the day in the zoo as well.
Free entry to the zoo for the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's anybody that's put on a race knows that volunteers make the thing go. Oh. And so if you sign up to volunteer, not only do you get the cool perks, you get to be a part of a really, really fun event. You get to support people. People that are out for a run for runs like this are almost always in a good mood. They're always excited to be where they are. It's just a great crowd. It's just a happy group of people. Some people are out there trying to do their first 4-mile run ever. Some people are out there competing for a time. Some people like me and my son, it's been a tradition. We do it every year. You get to be around all those people and encourage them, and they're grateful that you're there, passing out the water and all that stuff. So you really, being a volunteer is great fun. And you can't ever have enough of them.
Yeah, that is the truth. And, Nate, since you've run it, you know that we used to go down the old service road.
Yep.
Going into when you get down to Africa. This year, we're turning you on to the boardwalk. So instead of that service road, you're going to be going down the boardwalk. So it's going to be a little more windy, but you're going to be closer to the animals than ever before.
The cheetahs and the lions.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Because
And she ain't lying.
You know what? Those things are, those big cats usually just lying around. It's like they don't have any pride.
That's right.
Oh, no. What else you got with that joke?
The thing is, though, if somebody tries to start early, they might be a cheetah.
Right, that's exactly right.
Sorry.
So you could sign up, but yeah, it sounds like Lisa and Terry both had enough of those. Like,
I was waiting for the gong or the buzz or whatever.
You sound like my kids. When I,
there you go.
Okay, so you can go to KansasCitiesUrun.org. You can sign up for the in-person event, and there's an option where you can sign up virtually?
Well, you could have. Okay. It is closed now, but yes.
But you got people that will take part in that. You could donate. You could fundraise. Yes. And so for people that participate, what do they get?
So, yes. So if you participate, you get your either your four-mile short shirt or your one-mile shirt. And then you get to go back into the zoo for the day. So you get the free day entry. And then we have a post-race expo, which is really fun. We have a really cool DJ out there. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So it'll be kind of like a farmer's market setup. So it'll be really fun.
And you'll also get a medal.
Yeah. And you get the medal. Yeah. Yes. Can't forget the...
You get the koala medal. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
koala
the best one. Yeah. I don't want to say it's the best part, but it's the best part for some people,
yes,
you know, that
have
collected those medals over the years.
Yep. They do.
And so if you're thinking about doing it, you better make your decision quick.
Yes.
Because spots are filling up, right?
Yeah. And, you know, for people that have participated each year, it's like a family event. They need, if they haven't signed up, they need to, because we're going to be selling out here pretty quick.
So do it now. If you're thinking about it, make it a family event. If you're going to do it alone, do it with a partner, whatever, sign up today, KansasCitiesUrun.org. Tell me about the shirt that you're wearing.
Yes.
So, okay. And there's still a contest that could be the judging's going on for another day.
Right.
So tell us about that.
So every year we offer a artwork contest for K through sixth grade. And so this year we have the top two finalists on our social media right now. And you can vote through till tomorrow, and then their winning artwork gets to be put on long sleeve t-shirts and sweatshirts that we sell at the event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're honored at the event, and they get a $50 check. And
so can we go vote, right? Like, where can we vote at?
You can go at Kansas City Zoo Run on Facebook.
Is it not at 9 o'clock?
It starts from 8 today
until
8 tomorrow.
Okay. And so we can vote on that, and then some lucky... fifth grader, will have their artwork on a T-shirt and it'll be sold, and they'll be honored at the event.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we really care about those kids and those artists. So we've been doing this for many years. It's really a lot of fun.
It is such a great kid-friendly running event. You know, if you think your kid's able to maybe challenge themselves and go for 4 miles, my son's been doing it since he was like 6 years old, I think. But then there's the 1 mile as well. My daughter always comes. She likes that's hers, and so you could do that too. The kids love it either way. You were talking about the post-race party. Are there going to still be, like, snacks and things like that?
Yes.
Any ones you want to brag about or anything?
Yes, we will have some snacks, and, you know, McDonald's will be there. We will have, actually, Saucony, although it won't be snacks, but we can all check out Saucony.
Yep.
I kind of like Saucony be providing snacks.
Yeah. That's always my son's favorite part. He goes and grabs a, you know, a banana or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll have Chateau milk, which we always love.
Yeah, there you go.
Delicious.
Yes, and Sprouts will be helping us out as well. And then we have our friends at Audi dealership will be showing us some cars.
Cool, so. Giving away Audis. Awesome.
KansasCitiesUrun.org. And again, if you go, I'm at the website right now. It says volunteer. Just click on volunteer, and that's the best way to find out the information.
Right. Click through there. And then also don't forget we're fundraising. So each of the participants, when they sign up, they can also sign up to fundraise. So we're getting there. We're pretty excited. We're over $5,000 now. So,
Terry, what else you want to tell us about the race and about Sauconys?
Well, like she said at the expo, the Saucony booth will be up, and we'll be showing the latest and greatest. The shifts will be out there, and people can stop by and try them on and run around the parking lot and see if they like them. And kind of a buy or try before you buy type thing.
You hide anything on the course this year?
Whoa.
Oh, yes, that's right. We're going to have four koalas out on the course, and a couple of them will have free shoes and free socks and just different items from Features and Saucony. And so we'll be looking for the koalas too, but they'll be hidden out there. On the course.
Now, we're not talking about live koalas on the course.
They wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah. But, well, that'd be a hell of a race. Boy.
So what do you do if you see the koalas?
You better grab it.
Yeah.
Okay,
better grab
it. Socks and stuff will be right there with the koala.
Or certificate to fill out. But
gotcha.
If it's an actual koala, back off.
Leave them alone.
Alert someone from the zoo.
If you see a koala bear, grab it.
Yeah.
But they'll be hidden. I won't. They won't be just out in plain sight. They'll be hidden.
But so, there'll be four of them.
There'll be four of them.
Mm-hmm. So, you said there's a couple koalas in town from another zoo. Are they building a koala exhibit at the zoo?
They have a current one now that they are housed in.
They're staying at the President Hotel right now.
That's really nice. That's really nice. Well, I love it because, like, you know, when we go, the reason I ask is because one of the things I love about going to the zoo now is we've done the run for the penguins, and that penguin exhibit is really, really nice. And, you know, you could say, hey, buddy, we helped.
We helped
build that facility. And then the orangutans, you know, we did that a couple years ago. Yeah. And it's just kind of fun if you do the run, then you get to go back and say, hey, I helped. You know,
exactly.
I helped.
And they're building that aquarium out there. So there is some construction out there.
Yeah.
So there'll be, you know, some different things that you have to watch out for a little bit.
What's Kansas City without some construction?
Right.
No matter
right.
what part of town you're in, you're used to that. Okay, before we break real quick, tell people how they can get involved, how they can sign up, or how they can volunteer.
They can go to KansasCityZooRun.org.
And every time I bring up these endorphin shifts and how much they've helped my feet and my ankles, people say, how can I get them? So what's the best way to find out if endorphin shift from Saucony is for you, Terry?
Well, they can try them at the expo at the Kansas City Zoo or go to a local run specialty store in Kansas City. They will all have them.
Or if you see me on the streets, ask me. I'll let you try my shoes on, maybe.
And
doubtful, but maybe.
And Nate's got the guide and... Jake has the speed.
Yep,
so,
I love the speed.
I got you all covered.
Ran in them this morning.
Just back in Western Illinois. Thank you so much, Lisa and Terry Drake. KansasCityZooRun.org.
Thank you.
KansasCityZooRun.org. And you got to volunteer. Do it today.
Please.
Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Mike Boddicker will be in studio very, very soon to talk about everything. That's why I like Mike Boddicker. It's not just baseball. That game wasn't great, by the way. Kowar wasn't great, and I don't want to talk about that for the whole hour, you know.
I got a steal from Whit Merrifield, though. It gets me one closer to Salvi in that prop bet with Mike DePasquale.
What's it now, 41-39?
Yep.
It had been a while since Whit stole a base.
Yep. You got me watching, though. Like, Whit got on base last night. I was like, come on, buddy. Swipe a bag for me.
Right.
But, it was a rough one for Coart.
Yeah.
Couple homers.
Yeah, you don't want to see that against the worst team in baseball. Did you see?
By the way, Nicky Lopez just keeps hitting. He just keeps hitting, and he's up to 292. By the way,
did you see how many people were? Were in the stands. How many people were not in the stands in Baltimore last night?
Oh yeah, I had the game on.
What's the number?
I think Boddicker has told
no,
me.
No, you always then stay out of here. What's the
announced attendance?
What was the announced attendance for the game last night?
I feel like if they do it like they do it everywhere else, I'd say 10,000 or something like that.
John Mioli, who is the Orioles beat reporter for the Baltimore Sun, tweeted this. Tonight's announced Orioles-Royals attendance is the lowest for a full capacity game ever at Camden Yards. $4,981. Announced attendance.
Yeah. They used to
Boxer
do tickets.
Said 400. That's 400 people were there.
They announced 4,147 for a limited capacity doubleheader against Seattle on April 13th. But this was the lowest announced attendance for a full capacity game ever at Camden Yards. 4,981.
Boddicker said everybody got foul ball.
4,981.
Those two teams were playing in the ALCS just 7 years ago.
Unbelievable. Cinnamon Toast Crunch didn't even show up at that game. He was at the Mets-Marlins game. You see him?
I did see him behind home plate.
He scared the hell out of a couple of players, but he loved it. I didn't know Cinnamon Toast Crunch had a mascot that went to games. That's fantastic. Back after this on WHB. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. Coming up, we'll talk to Mike Boddicker, Gary Lezak, Gary Barnett, Mike DePasquale, Nick Leckie, and more right here on the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB.